In God's House by Bat for Lashes. You're listening to After This FM, What Matters to You. Now, have you ever looked at a cosplay or looked at someone cosplaying and thinking, wow, that looks like it took a lot of effort? Well, I've got Miss Crash on the line who's going to give us the details of what actually goes into cosplaying and how much time and effort it takes to actually pull it off. Anyway, Miss Crash, how did you get into cosplaying?
So I actually got into cosplaying because of a friend. They invited me to Supernova and I went along as Misa from Death Note and absolutely loved it and just kept going.
Nice, nice. And you have a Facebook page dedicated to your cosplaying. So what kind of cosplaying do you do on that page?
I do a lot of Pokemon. I'm a sucker for Pokemon. It's what I grew up with. It was one of my first ever video games. And I've just kind of, I've worked around, Harley Quinn, DC. I'd really love to get into some Marvel stuff as well. But I always keep coming back to a lot of Pokemon stuff. So my Miss Crash page goes to alternative modeling and a little bit of everything. I just love doing cosplay my style with corsets and, a little bit of touch of me.
Do you make your costumes or do you buy your costumes?
I am in between. So I actually modify all my clothes. So what I'll do is I'll buy base pieces and I'll modify them from there. I'll also add touches like corsets, which are, steel boned and take a lot of handcrafting. I'll decorate them sometimes around the cosplay. So currently, at the moment, I'm planning a really big one that's going to take a lot of modifying of a corset.
Oh, wow. So that must have taken a lot of hit and miss practice trying to get that kind of the hang of that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of moments where if you don't know what you're doing and you don't research before, you go ahead, you try and paint something with the wrong paint and all of a sudden that paint doesn't work. So you have to go back to the store and, try your luck again because you've just tried to put fabric paint on something else that's not the fabric.
So how long does it take to put a costume together?
It honestly depends on the costume. I can whip something up in a week, but I don't like to. There's basic costumes where I've already got most of the parts, then that's fine. But something that I really, really want to work on can take 3 months or more. So at the moment I'm planning a massive one, which is a Ninetales from the ice version from Sun and Moon.
Nice,
which
nice.
Is the newest game. And I'm working on a corseted piece which has a kimono and it's got, 3D printing involved in it. It's got LEDs involved in it. It's got jeweling and it's going to take a long time. So that one I haven't started. I've gotten bits and pieces together. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting to move so I can get my sewing back up and start doing everything from scratch.
It sounds like you're going to need an engineering degree for this one.
I think all cosplayers just pretty much have a knack for engineering from nothing and finding what's the cheapest way to engineer things.
And do you earn any money from cosplaying?
When I have been super active, so I haven't been super active this year. Mm-hmm. I actually took a break from high-intensity modeling. But when I do a lot, I will sell prints. I also do performances. So I do dancing and I do makeup for Zedtown. So it's led to a lot of different things. I've also, volunteered for Smash for 3 years as a cosplay coordinator, and this was my first year off. I was really proud of how I left the team, and it was such a great community. But you have to move on. But it's led me on to many different career wise.
Now, do you believe there's any negative stigma attached to cosplaying?
Definitely. I think a lot of people have struggles with, making sexy costumes is also one of them, a massive thing. Whether people should make things that they grew up with, like, I guess, Pokemon, sexy. you know, characters like that. People really struggle with whether it's right or wrong. Also, you know, the community can be quite down if you don't have, you know, a perfect cosplay. You don't look exactly like the character. So all my cosplays actually don't look like exactly like the character. They're all my own designs. They're all my own touches. So, you know, I don't look exactly like that. And people get a lot of bad rep for it if they don't look exactly spot on. I think that's stupid. I think it's absolutely stupid because people should have their own touch. They should let them learn, let them grow. Don't encourage one another. And we need to do that more. It needs to be a community that we can all encourage each other and have fun. That's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone has to remember it's cosplay, not reenacting.
Yeah. I think it's funny because one of the biggest issues in the cosplay community is, you know, changing gender, changing race, changing all sorts of things. Whereas in the movie world, in the film world, it's you can completely change everything.
As we saw in the last episode.
Nobody bats an eye because it's a film. So, you know, it's the cosplay community really, really struggles sometimes with, like, accepting, you know, what they think is right and wrong. And I think, you know, do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Just as long as you're respectful, as long as you're respecting the character and the movie or the film or the show or the game, then go for it.
Is there another specialty you have?
Possibly
something of the feline variety.
Yes, everyone knows me as a cat girl, so I am a 24/7 cat girl. I also cat girl for Neko Nation. So I perform there and I'm also on the team there. So I do a lot of work for them. I love Neko Nation so much. They are a rave/cosplay/Japanese-inspired dance rave thing. And it's just incredible. It's, you know, you get to meet so many people. I get to perform. I actually got to perform in Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney last year, and it was just incredible. So, yeah, and I constantly, you know, am wearing all sorts of different cat ears and tails no matter where I go. And so the response is always actually quite different, but mostly positive.
That's great. And if people want to see your cosplays, where can they go to find it?
They can go to my Facebook page, which is Miss Crash, or they can go to my Instagram, which is also Miss Crash. And that's spelled with a K.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Miss Crash.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to see more from Miss Crash, we put a link up to her Facebook page on our Facebook page, which is pretty netter. But yeah, so coming up in a bit, we'll have Chandelier by Sia. You listen to After FM, What Matters to You.